Hello and welcome to this podcast. I'm Maria McNally and I am an Associate Solicitor at Cleaver Fulton Rankin, specialising in insolvency and business restructuring. Today I'm going to discuss light touch administrations as a rescue tool. We're into week 7 of the lockdown and it is becoming increasingly clear that the global COVID-19 pandemic is having a significant negative impact on companies' finances. The government has announced a number of measures to help support businesses through this crisis, to include amending current insolvency legislation. These amendments were announced by the Department for Business, Energy and Industrial Strategy in England on the 28th of March 2020. They aim to give companies breathing space and allow them to keep trading while they explore options for rescue. It is expected that these proposed amendments will extend to Northern Ireland. The proposed amended legislation still needs to be fleshed out and consultations are ongoing. As of the 5th of May 2020, no new or amended legislation has been introduced in Northern Ireland or GB. One of the main challenges companies are experiencing in this pandemic is reduced cash flow, which they usually use to service day-to-day debts, pay rent and rates and other liabilities. In these unprecedented times, insolvency practitioners and companies are now exploring other ways to help keep businesses afloat, and one option that is currently being considered is light touch administrations. It was recently reported that Debenhams was the first high street business to enter into a light touch administration. But what is a light touch administration? A light touch administration is a process by which a company enters administration where the administrator provides consent for directors of the company to continue to carry out day-to-day business with a view to handing back control of the company when the rescue administration comes to an end. Throughout the process, the administrator will supervise the director's attempts to stabilise and rescue the company. During the rescue administration, the business will be protected from creditor action, which will give the company an opportunity to implement a rescue strategy. Although uncommon, there are many benefits to entering into a light touch administration. As with the usual administration process, the first objective of a light touch administration is to rescue the company so that it can continue trading as a going concern. Rather than the administrator carrying out full investigations and incurring significant costs, the light touch approach allows company directors to retain daily control of the company overseen by the administrator, who will benefit from the expertise and knowledge of the directors in the daily course of business. From a cost perspective, the less the administrator is involved in the day-to-day running of the business, the cheaper the process will be. However, light touch administrations may not be suitable for all businesses, as there is a criteria to be met. The company must show that it was viable before the lockdown and is likely to be viable after the restrictions are lifted. When considering if this restructuring tool would be suitable for a company, it is important to think about an exit strategy. For example, is the company likely to be in a position to pay creditors and existing liabilities and remain viable at the end of the lockdown? Is it likely to continue to trade, or is there a possibility that they may need to supplement the rescue administration with an agreement like a company voluntary arrangement? Or will the company need to reach an agreement with creditors to reduce their liabilities so that it remains viable in the long term? Although it may be easily shown that a company is viable prior to the lockdown, it may be difficult for companies to show that the business will remain viable when the restrictions are lifted, particularly as it is not known how long the restrictions will remain in place, what the economic landscape will look like, and how long it will take companies to bounce back. Even after careful consideration of all possible outcomes, there is a risk that at the end of the rescue process, the administrator could end up with an insolvent administration. The process has attracted scrutiny over possible increased risks for insolvency practitioners, creditors and directors. Duncan Swift, president of R3, has said that it is important to make sure it is only being applied in the correct circumstances. If a company had impaired debt prior to the crisis, you would have to query if a light touch administration was appropriate. As a company must be viable before and after lockdown, administrators should satisfy themselves that not only can the company be rescued as a going concern, but it also has sufficient working capital to pay post-administration costs such as rent, salaries, utilities and suppliers. In addition, the administrator should make best endeavours to satisfy themselves that there are no grounds to suspect that the conduct of any of the directors would deem them unfit to manage the company. To limit any risk, the administrator will most likely want to closely monitor all transactions and agreements made during that time. As the administrator will have limited control over the daily business of the company, they may compel directors to report to them on a weekly or monthly basis and to immediately inform the administrator if they hold information that suggests there is no reasonable chance that the company will achieve rescue as a going concern. To assist insolvency practitioners, the Insolvency Lawyers Association and the City of London Law Society have circulated a draft consent protocol. Although this draft refers to GB legislation only, it is a useful guide for practitioners in Northern Ireland. The draft sets out terms on which consent is provided and particularly provides that the administrator's consent is given on the basis that they are satisfied that the company can be rescued as a going concern and that the company has sufficient working capital to pay key post-administration costs. This highlights the importance of determining at the beginning of the rescue process how viable the business is and how likely it is to remain viable at the end of this crisis. If consent is given, the administrators may vary or terminate the consent at any time. Administrators are likely to have concerns about taking a more hands-off approach than they might ordinarily exercise in an administration, and particularly if this approach increases their exposure to claims. Success of the light touch administration will depend on a number of factors to include the viability of the company, the ability and skills of the existing management team, and attitudes of key stakeholders and funders over which the administrator has no control. As administrators only face personal liability for losses arising from breach of their duty, if they intend to accept an appointment on these terms, they should ensure that all reasonable steps to protect themselves against potential claims have been taken. In the current crisis, if a challenge is brought, a person may find it difficult to persuade a court that an administrator acted unreasonably if they made best endeavours to safeguard an otherwise viable company experiencing unprecedented financial distress. Administrators can take some comfort, however, from the very recent English judgment in re Carluccio's in administration. This is the first case to offer judicial guidance on the coronavirus job retention scheme and includes some comments generally on the importance of administration as a means of protecting companies through the current crisis. The court comments that promotion of the rescue culture is an important consideration when interpreting the Insolvency Act, and in the current situation, such an approach may be needed more than ever before. It remains to be seen if light touch administrations can be used as a viable restructuring tool and is likely to depend on circumstances of each company. A light touch administration may not be right for all companies, but if used in the right way, it could save businesses and jobs. I would like to thank you for listening to this podcast. If you require further guidance or have any questions on what I have discussed today, please contact me at m.mcnally@cfrlaw.co.uk.